The Hunkledory Sparkly Fish by Erna Torney Chapman. In a lovely forest with a sparkling lake lived a little band of people called Hunkledories. They were happy and contented, and they kept very busy. One of the things they liked to do most of all was fish. But they didn't fish with a fishing pole and string and hooks and bait. They fished in a very special way, because the Hunkledories were very special. There were red Hunkledories, blue Hunkledories, yellow, orange, and green Hunkledories, and they all lived in their own colored houses. Their dishes were their special colors, and even their clothes and toothbrushes were the same. When they went fishing, they used their own colored boat to go out onto the lake. Now the sparkling lake was filled with fish, all different colors too. The yellow Hunkledories would go out to the middle of the lake and sit and wait. And pretty soon a yellow fish would see the yellow bottom of the yellow boat and be fascinated. And it would swim closer and closer and closer until the yellow Hunkledories would quickly scoop it up in a net. And then they would row to another part of the lake and start to fish again. The blue Hunkledories would get in their blue boat and go out to the middle of the lake and sit and wait. And pretty soon, a blue fish would see the blue bottom of the blue boat and be fascinated. And it would swim closer and closer until the blue Hunkledories would quickly scoop it up in the net. And then they would begin to fish all over again. The red Hunkledories would push their red boat into the sparkly lake and then jump in the boat. They would row out to the middle of the lake and sit and wait. And pretty soon a red fish would be swimming by and see the red bottom of the red boat and be fascinated. It would swim closer and closer and closer until the red Hunkledories would quickly scoop it up in their net. And that was the way they went fishing. The orange Hunkledories, the green, the yellow, and all the rest of the Hunkledories. Now in the lake was one fish that no one ever could catch. He was the most beautiful, sparkly colored fish any Hunkledory had ever seen. This fish swam all around the boats, but he never was fascinated by any special boat. He didn't like just a red boat or a blue boat or a green, orange, or yellow boat. The Hunkledories tried to think of new ways to catch the sparkly fish. One little gray Hunkledory girl kept saying that she had a good idea, but no one would listen to her. No one ever listened to her, because gray Hunkledories were just nothings. They were wishy-washy and spent a lot of time thinking and planning, but not doing anything. "I know a good way to catch the sparkly fish," said Gracie Gray.
"Go away,"
said the yellow Hunkledories.
"We're trying to figure out our own way, and we don't need your help."
"But this is a special way to catch that special fish," said Gracie.
"If that's so special,"
said the blue Hunkledories,
"why don't you do something about it?"
Gracie stood still. "What a good idea! I guess it's up to me to catch that sparkly fish, all right." She ran home and went around the back of her own house. There stood Gracie Gray's gray little boat. It was as patched up as Gracie's gray dress. But Gracie pulled the boat into her little gray barn and went to work. She was very busy and wouldn't let anyone see what she was doing. "Here I am, little Gracie Gray, working all day on my boat of gray. Here I am, little Gracie Gray, Gracie Gray, hooray. Here I am, little Gracie Gray, working all day on my boat of gray. Here I am, little Gracie Gray, Gracie Gray, hooray. That old sparkly fish has been waiting for just what I have in store. Won't the other Hunkledories be surprised when I catch the prize? Here I am, little Gracie Gray, working all day on my boat of gray. Here I am, little Gracie Gray, Gracie Gray, hooray!